And if you talk to the old people there about their lives, it was just amazing, you know, how they... There was an old lady I used to talk to, and she, her father had looked after somebody's horses. I don't know whether it was a local squire. She could remember when Morning Lane was a fields all around there. And she used to go and hold the horses' bridles when her father used to go and collect his money. And I thought, it's only perhaps 80 years, but it's a lifetime away. And the one thing they were frightened of course, that the Hackney Hospital was the old workhouse infirmary. And that's why I always thought it'd be a good thing to move off that site, because to all the old people, it always had associations of terrible, degrading poverty.
So you agreed with the idea to move to Toronto?
I did, yeah, I did, actually. I thought they deserved a new start. And the Eastern Hospital had been knocked down. And you see, people should have taken really great interest in the history. That Eastern Hospital, I found a really old report book when there were a lot of old people over there. And it gave a wonderful sort of idea of this Knight Sister's report book that she wrote. It was just in ordinary pen, nib and ink, and how little they did for patients, that could do for patients. They'd have these children with diphtheria and measles and whooping cough, because it was an old fever hospital. And they used to be able to give them was a bit of chloral hydrate, brandy. They used to give them a bit of brandy and water, and all these little things, you know, little Harry died at 3 a.m. and all these children dying of these... Well, of course, you don't see diphtheria now, but a lot were dying of whooping cough, because I suppose there was no chloramphenicol. And nobody wanted it in Hackney, that report book. And I said, look, you know, this is so precious, really, because it's history, and it's people that have lived before us, and their awful lives, difficult lives, and yet they've survived. So, in fact, I took it to the Royal College for their archives, and because they keep archives of nursing records. And it's really good that people are sort of thinking about how it was and how people have changed and how life has changed for the better for so many people.